So let's review. The previous mission discussed a machlekes Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Akiva regarding baster kachet kachim shiyatz lefnei zrikas dam. If meat of kachet kachim was taken outside the azar before zrika, Rabbi Eliezer says moylim boy. Because he holds in zrika ma'elus liyitzi, the zrika does not take effect on baster that is pasul liyitzi. Therefore, the issa me'ila remains on the baster, and one who eats the baster is not liable for pigal b'naisa b'tamei, because all these yisurim do not take effect since there was no het zrika. Or Rabbi Kiva says ein ma'elim boy, b'chayavna la mishum pigal b'naisa b'tamei, because he holds zrika ma'elus liyitzi. Zrika does take effect on baster that is pasul liyitzi. Therefore, the issa me'ila is removed from the baster. And one who eats the baster is liable for pigal nice of a tummy, because these yisurim do take effect since it was a het zrika. The Gemara proceeds with two distinctions in Rabbi Kiva. Kiva holds zrika me'elus liyotze only a case of yatsa miktsase, where only some baster left the azar, but some baster remained in the azar. Because as Rashi explains, migu de mahanya zrika lemiktsas shebefnim, mahanya namelahi miktsas shayatze. Since the zrika takes effect on the baster kasher that remained inside, it also takes effect on the baster pasul that is outside. However, in the case of Yaitse Kuloi, in Zrika Me'elis Liyaitse, where all the basa left the azara, the Zrika does not take effect, because Kamay Deles La Basa Dami, it is as if there is no basa at all. Rabbi Kiva holds Zrika Me'elis Liyaitse only in the case of Yatsa Basa, where the meat left the azara. However, Yatsa Dam, in Zrika Me'elis Liyaitse, where the blood left the azara, the Zrika does not take effect on the basa. Therefore, Bekacha Kacha Moylam Bay, Bekacham Kalam, in Moylam Bay. The Gemara proceeds to elaborate on Rabbi Kiva's proof in the Mishnah to Zrika Me'elis Liyotze from the Halacha of Hamafresh Chatase Ba'avda V'Hifresh Acheres Tachteah Ba'achkach Nimtzis Rishayna V'Arishtein Oimdis Mo'ilin B'shtein. If a person was Makdash a carbon Chatas and they got lost, and there was Makdash a second Chatas, and before he offered the second, he found the first Chatas. Both animals are now eligible to be used for his Chatas, and therefore, Yisma'il applies to both Chatas. Generally, he would offer one of them, and the other one would be left to die because it became a chata shekipper balao, which is one of the chamish chatois hameses. Now, if shachtan v'hari daman munach b'kaisais, moylin b'shtein. If they did shchita v'kabbalah for both chatois, but they did not yet do zrika, the esma'ila still applies to both chatois because they're still both eligible for zrika. However, nizrik dam shalachad men k'shem shadama paites basarim in the me'ila, af yifta basar chavertim in the me'ila. If they did zrika with the dam of one chatas, it removes the isma'ila from both chatas, because they're both no longer kach Hashem. The first one because the zrika was done, the second one because it's now possible as a chatas shekibra ba'la. Therefore, Bekiva concludes, im hitzel basar chavertim in the me'ila, dinu shiatzel es basar. If the zrika of one chatas can remove the isma'ila from another chatas that became possible, certainly zrika can remove the isma'ila from its own basar that became possible. The Gemara offers two approaches in Rabbi Kiva's halacha. Rabbi Lazar says Rabbi Kiva holds Peter is besar chaverta because ratzim is zezarek. The zrika can be done with either one. Accordingly, the halacha applies only in the case of bevasachas. If the two chatas were shechted simultaneously, the second before the zrika is the dam of the first, because ratzim is zezarek. Both were fit for zrika. Either one could have been used for zrika. However, bezachazeh in the peter is besar chaverta. If the two chatas were shechted consecutively, the second one after the zrika is the dam of the first. One chatas does not remove the isma'ila from the other chatas because the dam of the second was no longer fit for zrika after the zrika of the first chatas. Or Rabbi Yechanan says Rabbi Kiva holds paitas pesach averta because chad gufuhu. The two animals are considered as one carbon, and accordingly the halacha applies even in the case of bezacharzeh because chad gufuhu. Zok the Mishnah: Yesh ma'isa dam in bekachakachim lahakulu lahachmer or bekachim kalam kulu lahachmer. In kachakachim the zrika acts both leniently and stringently, while in kachim kalam the zrika acts only stringently. And the Mishnah elaborates, Ketzad, Kachi kachim lefnei zrikas damim moylin be'emurein u'bevasar, la'achas zrikas damim moylin be'emurein ve'im moylin be'basar. In kachi kachim, before zrika, the isma'il applies to both the basar and the emurein, because both are kachi Hashem. And then the zrika acts l'kula by removing the isma'il from the basar, because it's no longer kachi Hashem, since it's now mutar b'achila l'kahanam. But the zrika acts l'chumra by leaving the isma'il on the emurein, because they remain kachi Hashem, since they stand to be burned on the mizbeach. Also, Valzeh, Chayim Shem Pigol Nois Batame. The Zrika places the Yisurim of Pigol Nois Batame on both the Basar Be'emur. Nimtza Maisa Dam, Bekache Kachem Lahakul Lahachma. Lahakul regarding Mi'ila Babasar, Lahachma regarding Pigol Nois Batame. Ubekachem Kalim Kulun Lahachma, Ketzat. Kachem Kalim Lefne Zrika Zdamim, Ein Moilin Loi Be'emurim Le Babasar. Lahacha Zrika Zdamim, Moilin Be'emurim Ve'ein Moilin Babasar. In Kachem Kalim before Zrika, this Mi'ila does not apply at all, neither to the Basar nor to the Emurim, because kachem kalam are not called kach Hashem. And then the zrika acts lo chumra and places the isma'ila only on the emurin, because they become kach Hashem, since they stand to be burned on the mizbeach. But the bas remains without isma'ila, since it is mutabachil labailam. Also, valzeh, chayovn lam shem pigol noisa v'tamim. Nimtza Maisa Dam Bekashim Kalim Kul Lahachmer regarding both Me'ila Babasar and Pigal Naisa Batami. Hanulach Kacha Kacha, where Baruch Hashem completed the first parak of Masechta Me'ila, and we'll begin the second parak Chatzos Oiv in next year, Be'ezus Hashem.